Oh yeah, we got some Asian roommates upstairs, dude. They moved into ours. They fucking fly up and down those steps, dude.
Do they really?
That's a new stereotype.
Are they doing like a
Asians fly?
You think they're
down
doing
steps.
That like Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon shit, where they're like running upside
down
on the walls?
Definitely, dude. First time I met them, they were while they were moving in, they were fucking sprinting down the steps, and it was like rattling the pictures on our wall. I had to go outside. I went outside. I was like, "Hey, what's up?" And they're clearly Drexler students.
Are they really?
Yeah, they're Drexlers. And Drexler Dragons.
I just keep picturing them floating. Or I just keep picturing them floating around their house, like jumping and doing.
That's
like,
so funny, running like that.
Holy
fuck! I walked outside and I was like, "Hey, what's up?" And they're like, "Hey, man. Hey, we just moved in." They like tried to be friendly, and I was like, "Could you guys stop sprinting up and down the steps? It's like it's literally shaking our fucking TV."
What they say?
And they're like, "Oh, so very."
They probably started floating after that.
Very honorable.
No, he pulled out small daggers.
The one
fucking...
Harry carried him. Yeah, he fucking killed himself right there. Cut out his innards on the street. He's like, "Oh, very disrespectful. My first day of courage." Already disrespectful. Stop. His dad called. I could hear his dad on the phone. He was like, "You leave our house one day. And you are very disrespectful already. To a white people. We love a white people. We need them."
Oh, my God.
Oh, shit. They are good for business. Make friends with a white man.
They buy us a dad.
Oh, dude, you got some good Asian...
So you, like, you said you joined a gym. I think that didn't
old
pick
black
that up.
People?
It's all old black people, and they're like the friendliest fucking people because they're like they're just like kind of like they're still like pretty fucking athletic, like but they're all using like the tricep machine, like just like fucking weird machines like that. Anyways, there's this old fucking dude that like stares at women on the treadmill because I always use like the first treadmill, and there's like always this girl who's just walking and she's very hot.
Yeah,
and this dude just sits on the bench. And just looks right at her, and then he just does concentration curls. And like it's all because I'm there at the same time every day, and like he's always there, and he doesn't even break it.
That's phenomenal.
Because he's just like, "Fuck you! Like I'm not. What are you gonna do? I'm fucking 70 years old."
There's one.
Yeah, what are you gonna get me in trouble?
Yeah, they fully cash in. Yeah, they get pretty bold at that
like,
age too.
Bench press machine, like the upright press, and like the shoulder press machines. They're all directly in front of the squat machine.
Ooh.
And that's always trouble. Like, I'll just be sitting there, and then in between, you know, when I'm in between sets, I'm just sitting there, and like 5 feet in front of me is just a college chick doing squats. And I'm like,
that's a new thing,
the fucking
girls
floor.
Doing squats.
Yeah, all that CrossFit shit.
That's a lot.
It's either girls or two Chinese dudes, and I have no problem staring at those boys.
I've said that before, dude. It is not gay to fucking Asian sweet boy.
No, I'm not saying it's sexual. I'm just
my bad.
All right. I'm just not ashamed to be like, "Hey, you're lifting in front of me." I'm not, you know.
Yeah, what I mean, yeah, same thing.
Sounds like you want to fuck those guys.
Those Asian sweet boys? I think that's a fucking good thing to kind of like throw in the mix.
Would you fucking
wait?
Asian
wait,
sweet
wait.
Boy?
What do you mean? Like, good things.
I'm saying it's not gay. If all the things, of all the guys to fuck, I would say fucking an Asian, a feminine Asian man would be the least gay to fuck. Like long bangs,
dude. I got to be honest. It's the only fucking. I don't even know if that's. There's like they're almost like genderless people to me. Yeah, I'm like, not kidding, dude. Like I don't even know. They're like from another fucking planet sometimes.
Yeah, dude. Well, it's. I'm telling you, when they...
Oh, you said that, didn't you?
Yeah.
He said the Mexican...
Oh, Mexican aliens, right?
From outer space, dude, yeah.
It's true.
Dude, I mean, it's... Yeah, dude. The funniest part is like, so you know, obviously, when... it's weird that when an Asian is in America for a while, it's totally different. You can tell it's totally different. Like, you just see that, like, their eye... You just not... Well, that's fucked up, but
holy
like...
Holy shit.
I'm saying, like, the eye contact you make with them, you're like, okay, this you can tell this guy's from America. When they're fresh from China, dude, it's like...
That's what I'm talking. I'm talking like fresh off the boat.
Yeah.
I saw a girl on a train once and like she had her luggage in front of her and the septic conductor was like, "You know septic conductors, they're not like friendly."
Nah.
Yeah.
She's like, "Move your bag." And the girl just stared at her. And just stared at her. She's like, "I don't know." And she pointed at her bag. She's like, "Move your bag." So like even if you don't know the language, you're like, I fucking know what she's saying. And she just stared at her. And I'm like, that's a robot, dude. That's not a fucking real person. She's like she's not even responding. And the woman had to move it for her. And after she moved it, she like jammed it into this girl's legs. and the girl just looked back at her phone. It was like,
that's bizarre.
It would, but I guess that's like some. I guess she probably is from a culture that like people just bang into you all the time and they don't.
Yeah, definitely. Or she was just like, fuck this
lady. Crowded
lady.
Culture.
She could have been like, I'm not listening to this lady, fuck her. Who knows? Or she just might have fell into a shock, or like you're saying, her programming might have got, like a Westworld bot might have been like.
Yeah, I don't know.
Or that was a retarded person.
Probably not.
It could Asian. Have been a retarded lady.
Really?
Was so downs doubt they looked Asian.
Wow.
Shane's doubling down, fucking me.
Yeah, that's, I always am shocked at like their comfort with like an extreme level of nerd. Like I've seen dudes like pants, even today, like pants up to like above the belly button, that's just kind of like slinking around. Huh?
That's a fucking fresh off the boat.
That's a fresh Asian. They'll come up here and nerd out.
That's a year one Asian.
There's no fresh you can tell. Asian.
That's fresh. That's, yeah. Now, after a few generations, they start kind of wigging out. Start acting black a little bit.
That's Gen 2.
Generation 2 Asian right now is very fucking hip.
Oh, that's like the girl from fucking, what was that shitty movie that we were just talking about?
Neighbors 2. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yep. Eddie Huang too from Vice.
Yeah, any Asian in a comedy movie now is cool as fuck.
You know what her name is? Awkwafina. But it's like Awkwafina.
The Asian girl in that movie is named Awkwafina?
Weird.
Yeah.
There's actually
I know, dude.
Very good.
You should fully just liberal. You should just lib out 100%. You would be unfucking stoppable, dude.
No, I would be stopped quite easily. And then it'd be like, rewind the tape here. Did he do a, what did he say? Did he say retard 40 times?
He said, what? Who are the best? Okay, yeah. Fucking...
White guys are the best. But, JK. JK.
I can't stop thinking about our fucking, the people above us just fucking.
Do you hear them? You can hear them flying around, dude. It sounds like they're upstairs. No, dude, they're two floors up flying around. They're crouching tiger for sure.
Just crouching up
there? Fighting on the walls.
Holy shit.
They just played fucking Smash Brothers and one of them lost. It's like, you are Jigglypuff.
The carpet's probably constantly stained from seppukus, dude. As soon as you lose in fucking Mario Kart, you just go like,
their furniture, they hardly brought in furniture. They have those paper walls up there. They brought in like a little mini table because I could tell they all sit.
No way.
They sit to eat.
No way.
Yeah. Oh.
They're just up there just fucking punching wood real in the hand. I'm just like, I just saw Kill Bill, so that's all I can think about.
All right, dude. What's where are we at?
We're at an